The second statement of Shammai in Mishnah Tetvav is four words. Emor ma'at va'aseh harbe. A contrast between what people say and what people do. People should say little and do a lot. Regarding the first part of the statement, saying little, we find two Mishnayot later, Shimon, the son of Rami Gamliel, says, Kol yamai gadalti bein hachachomim velo matzati laguf tov elishtika. What I found was best for a human being is to be quiet. Being quiet, a person being cautious with what they say is very important. In fact, the Gemara in Megillah Daf Yud Chet says that in Eretz Yisrael they used to say, one word is worth a selah, being quiet is worth two selahs. The Medrash Rabbah connects this statement that they used to make in Eretz Yisrael to the Mishnah here of Lo Matzati Laguf Tov Mishtika. I think we can understand there's a broader concept why being quiet is so much better than speaking in a number of ways. First of all, back to the Mishnah Yud Zayin. The last clause is, Kol hamar bedvarim bevichet. Person who says a lot ends up putting himself in situations where he sins. The Rambam there in the Pirush Mishnayot explains that the more a person speaks, the more potential there is for getting in trouble and saying the wrong things. The Sefer Chassidim Simen Pevav says, when I speak, I often regret it. When I don't speak, I rarely regret it. Till I speak, I control what I say. Once I speak, I'm controlled by what I say. A second idea, an explanation of why a person should speak little, is not just because of what one might say, but what speaking so much indicates. A person's cavalier, speaking all the time as if they know everything and control everything, is expressive of a lack of recognition of powers above. Or as it says in Kohelet, the beginning of Perek A, don't be quick to speak because God is above and you're below. Al kein yu dvarecha me'atim, emor ma'at. That's why your words should be few. The Rambam in the end of his Mor Nevuchim explains that when a person stands before a great king, Kavachomer Hashem, person acts humble. Person realizes that they're in the presence of those who know more than them, and this expresses itself with a person not speaking that much, not being that confident, being humble and cautious. The second part of the Mishnah contrasts speaking little with doing a lot. Emor ma'at va'aseh harbe. In fact, the second part of the clause could be the meaning of the whole clause, meaning do more than what you say. Or as Mishnah Yud Zayin says, velo hamidrashu ha'ikar, El Hamaaseh, that Mishnah Yud Zayin includes different aspects of Emor Ma'at Vaseh Harbe. To a large extent, it's elaborating on our Mishnah. Avram Avinu is an excellent kiyum of this idea. The Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayot here refers us to Avram Avinu. Avram said to the regular people who he did not know were angels who visited him, he said, please stay with me, I'll give you some water, I'll give you some bread. He said he would give them water and bread, and then he ran and brought cakes and meat and butter. We have here in this Mishnah a summary of what one's approach should be. Not to be a big talker, to be a big doer. To speak little and do a lot.